Police have not said whether the killing of 8 people in Atlanta, including 6 Asian women, was a hate crime. But the shooting is troubling many Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders, especially women. They reported nearly 70% of hate incidents against the community since the pandemic. WSHU's Cassandra Basler reports.
Grace Cao has been working from her home in New Haven, Connecticut for over a year. She's a sociology professor at Yale, and she studies how people of Asian descent are shown in the media.
In a way, I'm grateful that I have a job where I can stay at home most of the time and not really be at risk of those incidents.
Researchers tracked about 4,000 reported hate incidents against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders in the last year. That's a 150% increase from the year before. Most of the cases were in New York and California, where Professor Cao grew up and where her mom still lives.
You know, we're basically always reminding her not to go outside by herself.
Cao's fears heightened when news came of the shootings at 3 Asian-owned spas in Atlanta. The suspect told police he did this because of a self-diagnosed sex addiction. Cao says that ties to a long history of harmful racial stereotypes about Asian women and massage parlors.
These businesses, which I don't think it's relevant whether or not it was sexual in nature, but it does cater to a desire by some men to have some kind of contact with an exotic Asian worker.
That idea is far from new. The first immigration law that discriminated against an ethnic group was the Page Act in 1875. Cao says it effectively banned Asian women on the basis they might be, quote, immoral.
They were seen as prostitutes.
And she says Hollywood also repeats that same sexual object trope.
There is a whole industry. I mean, there's a fetish for Asian American women.
Websites for people that only want to date women of Asian descent and genres of pornography. Lisa Hagen with the public radio station WABE in Atlanta says the Gold Massage Spa targeted by the self-proclaimed sex addict was different from clubs nearby.
There were other businesses in this area, certainly naked women and strip clubs, that he could have hit up if that was the connection in his head.
Hagen says victims' families have not spoken out much. For some, there's a language barrier, potential immigration concerns. But there may be shame around a false narrative that women who may have been involved in a business associated with sex somehow deserve to be targeted.
Most of them were single mothers. That in itself can be a thing that people might want to keep that kind of work private about.
Hagen says one of the effects of that shame that's common in Korean communities is there hasn't been a lot of public protests from the victims' families in Georgia. At least not the way people rallied around families of victims during Black Lives Matter protests this summer. Jessica Reeves works at the Anti-Defamation League. She says there are more reasons the killing of 6 women of Asian descent has yet to spark a bigger movement.
We don't acknowledge hate or violence against women in the same way that we acknowledge racist hate or racist violence.
Take the hashtag Say Her Name campaign. It started in 2014 because of the lack of attention towards Black women killed by police. A few years later, Reeves wrote a report about the ties between white supremacy and misogyny. She says you can't address one issue without the other.
When you're looking at what happened in Atlanta, it's literally impossible to separate the threads of misogyny and racism that are intertwined there. And it means that women are afraid, and it means that Asian American Pacific Islanders are afraid, and people who share both of those characteristics are doubly afraid.
Back in Connecticut, Professor Grace Cao agrees.
It is a problem.
Cao says we should all learn about the problems of racism and sexism. Reeves also encourages men to talk to each other about these issues and to believe people of marginalized genders when they say they face harassment. Cassandra Basler, WSHU News.